Sue Today received the following letter about how Sault Ste. Marie has benefited from Doug Ford's government. Lately, I've been seeing too many comments suggesting that Sault Ste. Marie hasn't benefited from having a progressive conservative member of provincial parliament under Premier Doug Ford. Nothing could be further from the truth. Despite challenges in Ontario's healthcare system, Ford's government has consistently delivered for Sault Ste. Marie. $6.4 million for a second cardiac catheterization lab at Sault Area Hospital, SAH, allowing thousands more life-saving procedures locally so that people no longer must travel to Sudbury or Toronto. $1.1 million for Group Health Centre, GHC, to expand primary care, matching 4,500 additional patients with providers. $2.8 million annually to establish the acute care clinic, ensuring 11,200 patients continue receiving care. Sault College Nursing Expansion. The Ontario PCs allowed colleges to offer standalone nursing degrees, keeping more students in Sault Ste. Marie. They also invested $264,543 in funding expanded nursing seats. Millions of dollars in year-over-year operational funding to Sault Area Hospital. These investments strengthen local health care, expand services, and keep care closer to home. Mental health and addictions are also major challenges, and Ford's Ontario PCs have stepped up with real solutions and funding. Northway Wellness Center $20 million, providing 20 residential beds for withdrawal management, crisis intervention, and relapse prevention. Community Resource Center, CRC, $5 million, converted Sacred Heart School into a 39-unit transitional housing facility for individuals facing homelessness, addiction, and mental health struggles. Two Heart Hub expansions. A new homelessness and addiction recovery treatment, Heart Hub, will expand services at the CRC, operated by CMHA Algoma, as well as a second Indigenous-led Heart Hub that will operate out of the Indigenous Friendship Center. IFC, Concurrent Disorders Program, $750,000 annually. 80% of participants who complete the program secure housing, jobs, and family reunification. $1.3 million for Indigenous mental health services at the Indigenous Friendship Center. $300,000 annually for mental health programs at Sault College and Algoma University. Live-in Youth Treatment Program, Second Line West and Goulet Avenue. An 8-bed residential program for youth aged 12 to 16. Algoma Youth Wellness Hub, Dennis Street, offering mental health counseling, addiction treatment, and employment services. $1.2 million to Algoma Family Services for victims of human trafficking. $435,000 annually for mental health counseling services in primary and secondary schools. The Ontario PCs have funded every request for addictions and mental health services in our city. Some may ignore the facts, but they can't change them. Ford's government has delivered for Sault Ste. Marie. Ian McKenzie, Sault Ste. Marie.